and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I had the most enjoyable last 4 days. Unbelievable. Packed in a lot of things in that four-day period, including my sister's wedding. She is now a married lady, and she and Neil and the woman who has a particular set of skills are going to drop in a little bit later in the show, and went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Okay, first of all, I say I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you're saying, but Sandy, you're already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I didn't mean it that way. I meant I went to visit, because my sister came up from Florida and said she and her husband really wanted to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to see my part in the exhibits. I'm in it, in the disc jockey section. I said, fine, because I haven't seen it either. So we get in the vehicle, we get an Abe, it's a Lincoln. Does my humor ever stop? I don't think so. So we got an Abe and we drove down there, found a parking spot, boom, boom, boom. So I said to them, none of us know where it is. And rather than just ask, you know, let's just split up and go into two parties and go on a scouting mission to find it. All right. So they went their way. We went our way. Okay, we're going to meet here in 2 hours. Boom, boom, boom. And then we would have probably both seen it by then. That's good. If you want to see it again, we can. And so we split up. When we came back, I had not found the disc jockey section, and they had not found the disc jockey section. So finally, we have to ask where it is. Okay, what kind of tourists are we? So there's one of the attendants there, and we said, can you tell us where the disc jockey section is? And he said, well, I could, except that it's not being shown now. We took it down on Thursday. We're redoing it. Hey, we were there on Saturday. And he said that exhibition has been up for 25 years. So think about this. In 25 years, I hadn't gone to see it. And now we go in 2 days before we get there. They're redoing it. They're refurbishing it. They're freshening it up. Do you believe
that? Talk about dumb luck.
I mean, really. Honest to goodness. And I found out some things about it I didn't know. There's the pictures of the disc jockeys that are in the hall, including moi. And if, say, you wanted to hear what Sandy Beach sounds like, you push a button, there's a phone. You push a button, and suddenly some shtick, I don't know what it is, comes out that of mine. Pretty cool. So that was that. But the big weekend was the wedding. I'd like to thank Judge Wolfgang, the same one who did your wedding, Tony.
That's right, and she was fantastic.
And she was good on this, too. She actually wore her robe. How about that? And pajamas. No, her robe. And that was very nice. And I'd like to thank her. She did a wonderful job. Of course, she has a little practice doing stuff like this, so it shouldn't be a surprise. And also, Barbara Hughes from Webster's Bistro. That's her restaurant that we all went to after the ceremony. And if you want to see some pictures, it's on our Facebook page. And we had a great cake and flowers. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And all of our people from Western New York who made it that. And we'd like to thank all of them. But it was something special. And Sandra is anxious to come back and see you, Tony, because you and her, is it you and her or you and she? You and...
Her and I.
Her and I. I'll put... let's see. Okay. Sandra and you.
Yes.
No, you and Sandra. I'm not sure. Buzzy, you're the grammarian. Is it Tony and her? Is it she and Tony?
It's she and Tony.
All right. So she and Tony have communicated over the years. She's been here...
A lot.
before, yeah. And it's great. So... she's looking forward to seeing you, and they're all interested in meeting Buzzy as well. For what reason, I have no idea, but they do. So they're going to be in here about 10:30.
And she's missing the big event right now in her hometown.
Yeah, that's right.
Bike Week.
Half a million bikers in the town she lives in. She lives in Daytona. Wow. Half a million bikers, and it's spring break week.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons, I think, when she picked the date, she wanted to be out of town when this happened. Because half a million bikers is one thing. Mix a half a million bikers with spring break, and yikes.
Yeehaw!
That's an interesting combination.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like to be some college guy going down there and a tough guy going down there? And
I think Antifa should go down there and protest.
Yeah, I'd bring Pee Wee Herman with me. We'll take a break and we'll be back. And it is the Beach and Company. I was only gone one extra day besides my usual time off on the weekend. Anything exciting go on, guys, while I was while I had flown the coop to be the wedding planner here?
Well, a busy weekend, just like you did. I went to Buff State to watch the Section 6 championships in basketball, and it's just amazing how much that campus has changed from when
since
I
you
went
were there.
Yeah.
And how about you, Buzzy? You ran, right, in that big run on Saturday?
Yeah, did the Shamrock Run, but of course my bladder put me towards the back because as I'm working my way up to the start line, I had to go to the bathroom.
They should have a special section of the parade and the parade route, the P section.
Yeah.
Section P, okay, so, where if you have to pee, you go to Section P, and when you go in there, everybody remembers your spot in the run, and you're allowed to go back to it.
So 10 minutes before the run, I'm scrambling around to find a bathroom. So started toward the back of it. So the first mile, you know, I was weaving through people. But a fun run, close to 5,000 people running. Went to see Kane Brown Saturday night with my dad. A good country concert. Place was packed. The arena hasn't been that packed in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what was the venue? The hockey arena?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The first Niagara
Center. 18,000 people.
Yeah, place was packed for the for the concert. I made that joke yesterday, so that was for the people not listening.
Well, it's good to repeat every once in a while so people can catch up.
And I got
to
thank everybody. Friday, the last hour, we did your favorite fish fry, and I promised to post the list. I am a day behind, but I do promise by tomorrow that list will be on the Facebook page.
Be sure to put Poplar's Pizza on there. That's owned by the woman who has a particular set of skills, daughter. The very lovely lady, and she owns that pizzeria now, and I'd like you to try that. That'd be good too.
We're going to be trying that one next week. I won't be in town this Friday. Well, at dinner time this Friday, I will not be in town.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Next
the
week.
Sheriff after you.
after Friday's show, I'll be heading to New York City in a car, no plane.
Car.
We're driving down to New York City for the weekend.
So. You know what's? Nothing's funny about the virus, but you know what was funny about this. There was a guy on television, I forget where the clip came from, and he's got a notebook in front of him, and he is very serious, as this is a serious issue, and he's telling you things, looking at the camera, telling you things not to do so that you can avoid the virus. He says, one of the most important things, he says, do not touch your face. Do not touch your face. And that apparently was the last paragraph on that page. Then he reaches down with his finger, turns the page, reaches on his tongue to wet the end of his finger, and then reaches down and turns the page with the saliva from his hand. But he touched everything. So he did everything he told you was worthless at that time. Don't you think they would have caught on to that? Unless it was live. They would have said, cut.
Yeah, take two.
John, you're telling everybody not to touch their face, and you just touched your face. And wasn't there a song, I Just Touched the Face, I Just Touched Beatles. The Beatles had it. So, Tony, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though I didn't get to see myself in it, that is a place, that is a great destination. And anybody here in Western New York, it's straight on the 90. You just get on the 90, go right down there. You can see it from the exit. It's right next to the Cleveland Browns Stadium. There's a private airport adjacent to it, but you can actually see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from the Route 90 that you took in to get there.
I may try to go to Cleveland this summer and take Nick to a Red Sox Indians game, and then maybe go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So maybe, you know, stay overnight and do one of those type of weekends.
A lot of your groups were in there. A lot of the Headbangers, and they had the Headbangers guitars.
Love it.
They had a lot of guitars. lot of famous guitars, and the way they display is excellent. I mean, it's, you really feel like you're in it, and the place was packed. And you know what? This is a Hall of Fame with some artists go back to the early 50s, some earlier than that, and yet there were a lot of young people there. So who just liked music and wanted to see the history of it?
It's funny that we had a conversation about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday with my mother-in-law. We all went out to eat, and T-Rex came on, and we're listening like, you know,
she
how
bang
sad
a gong
it is.
With you?
No, it was Jeepster for Your Love.
Okay.
And we're like, this is how sad that a group like T-Rex is going to get in. They only had two hits, and they're going in the Hall of Fame.
That's one of the things, and they're putting. They should change the name of it, seriously. Because they're putting rappers in there, and they're putting other people who aren't rock and roll and
right.
never have been. If you're going to call it the Rock Hall, Hall of Fame, it should just have rock acts.
I agree. And you had made this point years ago. You said that they were in such a rush to put so many in.
The first couple of years.
Yeah, that they ran out.
In other words, in the first year where you put Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, Fats Domino, and you just keep listing all that went in the first year, and the same with the second year. They put too many in, but I assume they wanted to put a lot in at the beginning to get people to come to it, you
right.
know, and see it. But I think they put too many in early, and then they kind of like ran out, or not totally out, but they didn't have a great selection like they had before because the ones they wanted were already in there.
Right.
So
yeah, it's and I agree with you. They should change it just to the Music Hall of Fame. I don't see, you know, who's it? Shaka Khan just went in.
Shaka Khan and Rufus.
Yeah.
Not Shaka Khan solo. Shaka Khan and Rufus.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
We'll play that from time to time.
That's he does a good whatever. Is that a wah wah pedal? What is that? You know, Sandra's new husband Neil. Plays guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we, seriously, I love live music. I should have gone to a music store and rented a guitar so he could have kept us amused.
Play live bumper music.
Yeah, and he could have played it on the air. That would have been nice.
We got Jordan Sullivan to do it one year.
Yeah, Jordan.
I think he brought in an acoustic, though.
Yeah, Jordan Sullivan came in and played. And when I was on 102, at Christmas time, we had choruses come in, remember, from the
yes.
various schools, and they would sing, and it was very nice.
I tried to get Dick Bowerly to come in on a Saturday. He said he would play bumper music for me on Saturdays.
That, yeah, that'd be fun. Dick is a great...
He's phenomenal.
Yeah,
wow.
Great guitar player. And that's the way. It should have. I should have done that, and I didn't think to do it.
It would have been neat.
It would have been fun. Meanwhile, let's see. This is ridiculous. A lady sent me a clipping from another one of the local newspapers, this one that covers Akron and Newstead, okay? And there's a one police call in here she wanted me to see. You know how we usually do them for Amherst, and it's the Amherst Police Department. This is from another police department. Police responded to Hemlock Street. Well, what do you want? There's somebody lives on Hemlock Street. To speak with a woman who said that she called 911 because her order of chicken wings was wrong and they were too spicy. She called the cops to tell them that her wings were too spicy.
No such thing.
Now, I wonder what the cops did. Did they bang down the door of the wherever she got them and say, hey, cool down those wings or you're going to jail? I don't think so. I don't think that happened.
I think they had to sample them.
I see Roswell Park will be helping fight the virus by using their lab people. They're the best in the world, as far as I'm concerned, to kind of go through some of the test kits. Now, that does not mean you can walk into Roswell and get tested. That is not happening. What is happening is the health people from around the state will be sending some of these kits to Roswell. The kits would be handled by their lab people. And giving their opinion of what's in the test kit, and that's that. But it's a nice honor to be chosen by the governor. Yes.
And just to everybody out there who, you know, is feeling under the weather, remember, if you think you have the coronavirus or you feel, don't go to the hospital.
I just said that.
Right. I was at the emergency room last night,
okay.
And the amount of people who had masks on and looked like they had, you know, a runny nose or whatnot, they were in the emergency room. Make sure there's a number for you to call.
Yeah.
Stay home, quarantine yourself for 14 days, Don't worry.
Well, thank you for that expanded explanation.
You know, Sandy, I just wanted to...
Tony, did you see that? Huh?
Did you take notes?
A Hall of Fame radio personality. I said it succinctly. I said, do not go there and expect to be tested. They're only going to test the kits. That was all it needed. He comes in with the King James Version. No, actually, I did the King James Version. He did the expanded version with cliff notes and all that kind
of... I wanted an example that people are not following that information. That's all.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Yeah, that's... I was just trying to add a little something.
I'm just trying to help. Boy, this show needs it, Buzzy, and I'm glad you're here to help. We love Buzzy. So easy to spook him, too. That's half the fun. All right. We be coming back after the break at 9:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm glad the circuit breaker kicked in because it seems like there's so much concern about the virus that it's been affecting the market. One thing that's interesting, though, is the price of oil is really, really dipped, which means the cost of gasoline is down for the average motorist. And that would normally be a very good plus thing. But apparently it's not that plus when you deal with it at that level. So I think this will all straighten itself out. But first they have to get a handle on the virus and the things that it is affecting in commerce. And once it does that, then things will go back because there's no reason except the virus for it to be doing this. 1,800 points down right at the start. Not good. And so that... that kicks in, and trading is halted as the market falls on its circuit breaker, and that's a good thing. So Dow Jones is now 23.9, so nearly 24,000. We'll keep you informed of that. Meanwhile, here's another aspect, very interesting. Joe Biden picked up some more support. Kamala Harris is now supporting him. And Tony, you brought up an excellent point when we were talking before the show started about Kamala Harris suggesting that Joe Biden is her man. What did you say?
Well, it was about a month ago or two while she was still in the race. She was accusing him of being a racist.
Yeah, while she's against him, she's accusing him of being a racist. Now that she's with him, he's a good guy.
Somebody's speculating over the weekend that she, she suspended her campaign, she wanted to lay low and then come out and try to brown nose her way into a possible VP candidate.
Yeah, that's possible because those questions have been asked about the VP candidates, and that's what our show is going to be like today. Also, I don't know at this point. At one time, it probably meant a lot. I don't know if it still means a lot, and we'll have to ask the audience. That's part of the question today. Jesse Jackson has endorsed Bernie Sanders. First of all, are you surprised by that endorsement?
I
am too.
I figured if he was going to endorse somebody, it would have been Biden.
Yeah, Biden served.
The establishment guy.
Biden also served as a VP for 8 years. To a president who may not be black, but certainly looks black.
The one that Biden forgot his name?
Yeah. He forgot his name?
Yeah, he had a gaffe again over the weekend.
Well, remember, he mixed up his sister and his wife.
Yep.
Okay, now, over the weekend, I did not mix up Sandra and Bernie. I did not do that. Bernie is not my wife, but Bernie is the woman with a particular set of skills. So I didn't mix them up at all.
I think, what do you say, Biden or something like that? Or
did he really?
Yeah.
It's never going to end with him.
Yeah, the Biden administration.
So now you got, I think these endorsements really don't mean much from people who were formerly in the race like Kamala Harris. Okay? That doesn't mean much to me because, as Tony said, she was calling him a racist. Now she's supporting him. And maybe the knock on the door, how would you like to be the vice president of the United States? Or at least give it a try. So we have that. And also, with Jesse Jackson, I think Jesse Jackson's time is kind of come and gone, so I don't know how effective he is or how much input is counted from his endorsement of Bernie Sanders. But one of the questions I have to ask is Joe Biden, if Joe Biden wins, heaven forbid, but if he does, when he is inaugurated, he will be the oldest person ever to be inaugurated as president of the United States. Right now he is, what, 71? I think he's 71 right now. And so if he does, that's going to happen. The complexion of the race will have to take on a little different tack. People will be looking at his vice presidential choice. Why? Because he's 71. And people will say, look, the youngest candidate running for president right now is Donald Trump. Trump is younger than Bernie, and he's younger than Biden, and he's younger than springtime. He's a young tweeter. So he would be the youngest of the candidates. But when people are making a decision, I don't know if the vice presidential aspect of it is considered. I also don't know if the thought of we have to have somebody young and vibrant as a vice president in case, you know, just in case. Nobody wants to talk about that, but you have to think about that. Who'd be next in line? Who would be the next president instantly if anything happened to him?
Well, you know what name is most commonly mentioned, don't you?
Who would that be?
Hillary.
Well, I didn't even want to say it. I noticed I made you say it.
And the speculation is that if Biden were to win, he would step down shortly after giving it to her.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man,
now,
Tony.
I heard that whole thing, but that it wasn't going to be Hillary, that he would make Michelle Obama his VP and then get elected and step down, and she would be president.
I heard he was going to make Pee Wee Herman his vice president. Step down.
By the way, if the plan of that Hillary documentary on Hulu was to make her more personable,
yeah,
it failed miserably.
Didn't work. She's not a natural, a nice, warm person.
No.
She's not. And the more we see about her, the less we like about her.
She's just not likable at
all.
No,
she isn't. Now, the first question I'm going to ask to the audience and to you guys, Biden is 77? I thought he was 71.
No, he's close to 80.
Is he? Okay, let me look. Oh, 77, that's right, on my fact sheet. I have it right here. So he's 77. He would be the oldest guy to be sworn in as president. Okay, I'm going to ask the audience the same question I'm asking my guys. First of all, would you make that a consideration of whether to vote yes or no for Biden, depending on his vice presidential choice? Or would you strictly go by this is Biden against Bernie, and I like him better than I like Bernie? Would that come into play? And any suggestions you might have as to whom he might use? Go ahead. Would it matter to you either way on the vice presidential choice of Joe Biden?
Absolutely. Knowing his health and concerns about his mental state, I think, yeah, you have to take it into consideration who VP candidate would be.
So you would be considered. Okay. How about you, Buzzy?
You know, I wouldn't look at his age as much as I would look at the way he acts. You know, he obviously has...
Did he ask somebody? What did he ask him?
He asked them,
do you like my vice presidential choice?
He obviously has lapses in memory. We've seen that. He goes on to these stories that have no points. The difference is, and I know you said Bernie and Biden, but you look at Biden and Trump. Trump does not act his age.
Not at all.
He has a lot more energy than someone in his 70s. So if you look at that, it's not as much as what the number of Joe Biden is. It's he acts like he's 78.
And let me tell you something. On the campaign trail, Biden is going to get eaten alive by Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember in the last election, which was only 3 years ago, I got tired watching where he's going on television. I can't imagine doing all those rallies and things like that.
Remember, he did 4 rallies in one day, and it took Hillary 2 weeks to do 4 rallies.
Amazing. Let's take a break. I do want to ask the question, first of all, Would it matter who Joe Biden picks as a vice presidential candidate? Would that matter if you were planning to vote or not vote for him? Also, give us somebody who you think would be a good VP choice to Biden, because this issue isn't important to the president, because I see no reason why he should dump Pence. Pence has been a good soldier so far. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to John on line one. John, you're on WBEN. Hello, John. I saw the light said John was there, but John is gone. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sam. Listen, Mr. Schweitzer has wrote a book, obviously, very short time ago, that actually is factual documentation. You name it, they got it. The Biden Five, you know, how can they put this man up anyways? And Sandy, what I truly believe is this. When you have a man on Fox News, such as now they're calling him Chuck Wallace, okay, Chris Wallace, who is a never-Trumper, you get all these people going after Trump in every which way, but all weekend going on Biden, Mr. Wallace would not come to the forefront and be honest with the American people. He is a bloody scumbag, okay? His father be turning over in his grave. You know what we're seeing now is the collective organization of the media, the Washington establishment, anything they can do to hurt Trump.
It seems like it was more than coincidental. Tony and I were just talking off the air, and he pointed out that Buttigieg was doing well, and all of a sudden gone, just gone. I think there's a lot of people getting a lot of promises if they can deliver Joe Biden.
Yeah, and you know what? There's no question that if Joe gets in there and they just ignore the past of what his family has done, and I mean, you got it. It's incredible what they've done.
Well, I think that's why they're squirming so much. First, it started with just his son. Now his brother has been implicated. His brother was never even mentioned before. So we'll see where that goes. Let's hope that they dig, and they dig fast and hard and get this thing done and pass us.
They won't. William Barr will just ignore it and wave it going by. Whatever happened to John Uber and the 250 unmaskings of American citizens? A salary plane.
You know, Pete, you're from Ontario, but I wish you were from here so we'd send you down to Washington to light a fire under their ass, because that's what they need.
They don't care. Valerie Plame, you remember that.
Sure, they outed her, yeah.
She wasn't even a field officer for the CIA, and she was outed by her own people. There's no question about it. 250 on Matthew, Samantha Powers. I don't know. And then we have, obviously, Hillary with 16 confirmed felonies still going around.
And Hillary, I think finally we're going to get some traction on that. You know, Pete, you should consider an energy drink. I think you need, we love to have you on, but you need a little more energy. Thank you, Pete. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, do you think, Buzzy, who drinks an energy drink, would share it with Pete from Ontario?
Maybe.
Think we could use that? We'll be back. Rush is next on our news. We'll find out where the market's going. All kinds of fun stuff. We'll also, later on near the end of the show, talk to my lovely sister, who is Sandra, who is now a married woman to the semi-lovely Neil. Okay, how will that work out? It'll be working out great. We'll be back after this.